This is my second vlog, and we're actually going to try using the vlog slightly differently so that we're able to demonstrate the breadth of the work that the NFU is doing. You'll hear from a few more voices from different parts of the organisation. This week you're going to hear from David and Rachel about a Champion Conservative MP's breakfast that we held. It was a fantastically attended event. We had an opportunity to set out some of our priorities around economic growth and how we really drive food production.
It's been a great first 2 weeks for us as office holders, and we've been working here in Westminster to engage with the Lords and the MPs. And at a time when farming is under such pressure, it's really good that they want to engage with the NFU. They understand the pressures that farmers are under and the need for to get that kind of balance in policy between food and everything else that farming and the countryside can deliver. Now we're on the run into the election, and it's about what can be done up to the election, but then it's using our manifesto and looking at what the priorities of the new government are and how they match with our priorities.
So we're 2 weeks in my new role as Vice President of the NFU, and the breadth of things that this organisation does never ceases to amaze me. So last week we met in the House of Lords and we spoke to some of our farming champions in there. We've been in the London office and we've met some of our Conservative and Labour Party farming champions. And we're talking about the future and what this looks like, and we're talking about profitable businesses whilst protecting the environment.
We had a meeting with Mark Spencer, which was a very wide-ranging conversation. Sugar was a critical part of the conversation, particularly reflecting on the negotiations earlier this year, which nearly fell apart when there was a unilateral offer from British Sugar, something that we do not want to see again, and we want to make sure that the legislation which is already in place is properly utilised so that NFU Sugar are able to negotiate on behalf of all of the sugar growers in the country. We also moved on to SFI, but crucially Blue Tongue, because as I mentioned last week, there is a vaccination in development. It's maybe slightly closer than we thought it would be, so later on in the autumn through into the winter. But how that vaccination would be utilised and rolled out across the country is going to be a crucial conversation moving forwards, one that I want to have with the Livestock and the Dairy Board so that we can work out, you know, what the role is for industry and what the role is for government. Next meeting was with Jonathan Reynolds, who's the Shadow Minister for Business and Trade. Again, another wide-ranging conversation, but looking at the impacts that the trade deals which have already been done could have on undermining agricultural production here, and how we implement core standards which make it illegal to continue bringing in products which are produced to lower standards. We talked about AHDB and the role for them in driving export growth and looking for match funding within the manifesto so that we can really drive that export growth to countries that really value the traceability and provenance of British food. We've had another success with the Buy British button this week. So we've now got 4 supermarkets. This week it was Ocado, but we've got Sainsbury's, Morrison's and Aldi. And on the back of the campaign, which was run by Dr. Luke Evans, a long-standing ask of the NFU, we now hope the other retailers will also deliver the ability for British consumers to buy more fantastic British products. On Wednesday, we had the budget. Now, there was an announcement about APR. One of the consultations last year was about whether or not land that's in environmental management should be eligible for APR. And we're very pleased to see the clarification coming forward that land will still be eligible for APR where it's in environmental land management schemes. However, there was some bad news as well, particularly for those that have got holiday lets, which, you know, is a crucial part of diversification that helps bring resilience to farm businesses. And they've removed the furnished holidays letting regime, which is a real blow to some of our members that will have those holiday lets and as part of their rural businesses. Earlier on in the week, we released a statement with the farming unions and AHDB about Red Tractor in response to the Campbell to Kell review. I hope that brings some real clarity for our members. It's absolutely essential that Red Tractor rebuild the trust with the farming industry. We are all committed to the future of farm assurance and Red Tractor, and rebuilding that trust is essential. To enable that, the Greener Farms commitment needs to be withdrawn, and we need to focus on making sure that farmers understand the relevance and the purpose of farm assurance and how it helps their businesses. I want to reflect very quickly on the fantastic work that NFU Cymru have done this week with the demonstration, the peaceful demonstration that they've held on the steps of the Senate. And I thought it was only right that we ask Alad Jones, the NFU Cymru president, to reflect on the work that they've done and on the SFS consultation to make sure that our members across England understand the consequences of that proposed policy.
As you know, we are currently consulting on a new sustainable farming scheme here in Wales, and this is the third and final consultation before the final scheme launch in 2025. The impact assessments produced alongside the document show that there's a potential loss of 122,000 cattle in Wales, or the equivalent of 800,000 sheep. The loss of 199 million to the rural economy, to the income of the rural economy. Additionally, 5,500 jobs losses on farms. This is in addition to what might be lost in rural businesses. Last week, there was a huge protest outside the Senedd here in Wales to the consultation. This week, we have a very quiet, poignant display of what it might look to lose 5,500 jobs on farms. There are children's Wellingtons here as well, and it's the future generations that we're talking about here. So certainly there has to be some major changes within the Sustainable Farming Scheme proposals. We need to be able to remove the 10% entry level or tree cover to get into the scheme, which has proved a little bit poisonous at the moment. I think move the debate onto a science and data and evidence-led approach. We can do this, but obviously Welsh Government have to listen to our concerns.